AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Banks are closed in Greece until further notice. Restrictions are in place on transactions. Greece's prime minister is following the recommendation of the Bank of Greece as the bailout crisis there intensifies. This man in Athens says he will fight any bailout attempts.
They want our freedom. They want our rights. They want our properties. They want our homeland. I think the Greek people will fight back.
The European Central Bank decided not to increase the amount of emergency liquidity the lenders can access from the central bank, meaning Greece has no way to replenish fast diminishing deposits. At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida today, another failed attempt to launch an unmanned supply rocket to the International Space Station.
Mission sequence start and liftoff of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
That launch went okay until about 2 minutes in.
The range has confirmed the vehicle has broken up.
NASA says the crew on the space station is fine without the supplies. It's not clear yet why the rocket broke up. It's the second failed station shipment in a row and the third in 8 months. Tuesday is the deadline to reach a nuclear deal with Iran in Vienna. The AP's George John reports access to U.S. inspectors to verify Iranian compliance is a major obstacle in these talks.
The Americans want nothing off the table in terms of transparency. The Iranians, of course, are very, very nervous about letting any outsider into military bases.
An autopsy in upstate New York shows escaped prisoner Richard Matt was shot 3 times in the head and was in surprisingly good shape for a man who spent 3 weeks on the run in the woods. The search continues for the other escaped prisoner, David Sweat, in upstate New York. It's focused in an area about 3 miles, 30 miles from the prison. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices dropped slightly, 2 cents a gallon on average over the past couple of weeks. The average is now $2.85 a gallon.
The up influences on gasoline prices seem to be weaker than the down influences. So unless crude oil jumps, we'll probably see further decline.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says there is plenty of supply, which could result in lower prices for gas. Gay pride parades are being held today in big cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. In San Francisco, Monique Washington is celebrating the Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage in all 50 states.
It definitely makes a big difference in everybody's lives. You know, there's a lot of states that didn't allow gay people to be married, and now they have freedom to do and marry who they want.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo officiated at the wedding of a same-sex couple in Manhattan. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.